My dear ones, dignitaries on the stage and off the stage, it's such a beautiful occasion to celebrate our diversity. Our planet is so diverse, and yet there is an underlying unity, that is the human values. You know, there is an old saying, an ancient saying, that the intelligent people spend their time in coordination, cooperation, and uplifting the human spirit. They spend their time in science, literature, humor, music, and dance. As a child, we first started singing, right? Only then we started speaking. So music is such a part of every culture. It's part of our human spirit's expression. And it is necessary that we celebrate this without a sense of competition, with a sense of cooperation, conviction. As we see today, the mental health is a big issue, right? Either there is aggression and societal violence on one side, or depression and suicidal tendency on another. And it is a celebration that can help us to come out of these anomalies of our mind. We need to look within. We need three things. Passion. Without passion, we get into depression. So we need passion for a greater cause. And we need dispassion. Without dispassion, we can't have good sleep. You know, you have the song in America, With Passion. What's that song? I am a dreamer. We are all dreamer. We dream. We hold on to ideals. And that is a passion. But when it gets too much, then we have to say, just let it be, let it be, let it be. So relax and get back to our true nature, true self, which is peace. And then in between, we all have to say, I am there for you. Right? I am there for you. That attitude we all have. See, no child is born on this planet as a bad guy or bad girl. We have the goodness inherent in us, and that needs to come up. And that comes when we realize we are one world family. It's the loneliness, tension, stress, which is so prevalent in society today, the mental health challenges, we all have to attend to that. Don't pass by any face you see if they are not happy. Let's just say hello to them and have a few words of wisdom, few exchanges can, you know, transform the mindset. The wars begin first in the minds of people. If the mind is serene, mind is calm, then there is peace. One person not being happy in a family can make the whole family miserable. And several such families make the whole nation unhappy. And we all are committed. Let's commit ourselves again on this occasion to bring more happiness. What do you say? Yeah? Let's create more happiness in society. Let's bring more smiles and wipe tears. That's humanness. And that's what we are all made up of. We are all made up of these values. No celebration gains depth and width if it's not supported by wisdom. And that wisdom is within us, within all of us, Wisdom is to recognize we are all unique and we are all one. It's so wonderful to see so many of you here, and so many more are watching us from around the world. And let me tell everyone once again, we all belong to each other. We all belong to the one global family. Let's celebrate our life. Life is too short to think about conflicts. Conflicts do arise. We need to question. No doubt, there is a lot of questioning happening even back down there. Questioning is necessary. A baby, when it is 3 years old, starts asking questions. That's a sign of intellect getting mature. But as we grow older, the questions takes another dimension. Why am I here for? What is the purpose of my life? What do I want in my life? These mature questions brings depth. That will bring compassion and oneness of mankind. With these few words, let us once again reaffirm our faith in the goodness of humanity. There is a lot of goodwill, and the desire to do good in the society. Let us face the challenges pragmatically, accept the challenges, and dream for a better future for this and the coming generation. Om Shanti.